Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for being with us here on Golf Talk America. And we've got a special show because we're on the road. And on the road for me is not that far a drive, but technically we're on the road, not in the studios. Coming to you from the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. And another great year, as a lot of things have happened at Colonial since last year when we were with you at this venue, and changes on the course. And we're going to be talking with Tournament Director Michael Toth about some of those changes and the field and the PGA Tour and a lot of other things. So sit back and relax. Again, thanks for being with us. Special show today. Really looking forward to this. I have been for quite a while to talk about all the things going on here at Colonial. As always, Frank Bassett, usually, unless he's at the Masters or somewhere, in his Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank?
I am. Doing well. I'm looking forward to this because I've been watching, although I'm not there, and I said last year I'd be there this year, and again, it didn't happen. But yeah, all the players on all the interviews are talking about how great the course is, how fabulous it's set up, and how fabulous the course conditions are. So I'm real anxious to watch it on TV and see the beauty of that place, because it's, again, a lot has been done to that club.
Well, and Michael Toth, as I said, tournament director, joining us right now, and nobody knows more about how all that evolved and the changes that were a few years back being put in place and now have been completed. And so, Michael, thanks for being with us on the show. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're thrilled. I know we talked at Media Day and everything, but I'm assuming you're thrilled and most of the members are thrilled. Have you gotten any feedback from the practice rounds or early on today from the pro guys? What do they think?
Feedback's been great. And, you know, I think the guys are kind of all soaking it in. You know, when we went into this, there were some guys that were probably nervous, and probably some members too that were nervous that we're going to kind of change Colonial. But I think when you see it and walk it and you hear the feedback from the guys, it's still Colonial, but better. And feedback has really been good. And you know, we're watching it here in the media center.
Yeah.
And there's a couple spots. You know, I think we set down like 220 trucks of sod and seeded all the greens. So the greens are perfect. Most of the fairways are really, really good. A couple spots here and there, but the feedback has been good. And Gil was here Tuesday, Wednesday, and he got to kind of soak that in too. And I think if you ask Gil, he'd say the same thing, that he's pleased, relieved. And feedback from the guys has been good.
And it's Gil Hance, who redid the golf course. That is the last time, I'm trying to remember, when's the last time you guys went through as extensive as you did this time? It's been quite a while.
Yeah, we haven't done anything this extensive for a long time. And don't quote me, but I think 1960 something or other back in there.
Yeah.
Keith Foster did some work in 2008, but not to this extent. And it's really turned out nice.
And so in making all these changes, which you're right at about a year, because last year we were talking about how they're going to finish on Sunday and the trucks are coming right behind the players, right? The last group. So it took that long. Was it accelerated? Did it get done quicker than it normally would? Or was that just right about a year being about what it would take normally?
I think when we went into the project, this kept Gil up at night, and it probably kept our golf course superintendent, Rich McIntosh, up at night. We knew it was an aggressive timeline. We knew we had to get some things done in advance of that. And so most of the work was done by August, September. Greens were seeded by September. And then once you get all the earthwork done, then you roll out the sod and get it kind of knitted in for the winter. There was a million guys out here. I mean, it was like there were trucks and guys and stuff was moving all. I mean, it was really... Our office is here, so it was fun to kind of watch. Mother Nature was on our side. It was a hot and dusty summer here, as you know.
Yeah.
And when you don't have rain in the forecast, it makes this kind of project a lot easier. Long days, a lot of guys, a lot of people. And, again, you can kind of see it on TV. It's pretty good. From a timeline perspective, I think we hit all the numbers. We hit all the measures. Yeah. A few little last-minute things, but... You know, the next couple of years is really going to be telling.
We're watching now, Frank, and in the media center, and the field, we'll talk about in a little bit, but we're seeing now that, I guess, just teeing off is Jordan Spieth. I think he's on number one.
Yep.
And even talking about number one, I can see, and you'll see it on TV throughout the weekend when people watch, cleared out some trees on the right there, didn't you? And made it for guys like me that might find those trees off the tee box. you made it more accessible to actually advance the ball a little bit, because the canopy was kind of getting low, wasn't it?
Canopy was getting low.
On the right.
There was a number of trees that had to come out from a safety perspective. You know, those pecans, they rot from within. But we've added trees too. And so if you look at 5 and 7 and 8, we cleared out a lot there. Cleared out a lot of that stuff on 16 and 17 and 18, which that river between 17 and 18 is incredible.
Yeah.
What you'll notice if you're a traditional colonial goer, and you are, is when you get out there and walk, you're able to see a lot more. Greens came down, 6 green really came down, 7 green, 17 green. So when you look and see around the property, it is more open, without question.
Well, it certainly looks to me, and looking at the leaderboard right now, we're just in the first day, but there are some people who are finished, and 4 under is the best that we've seen so far. So the course is not exactly playing that easy.
That's what we love here.
I know. Is there anything that you can point out that they changed on that golf course that toughened it up?
Whew. The list is long. You know, I think the mentality was, when you look at the shot link data, which we have, and where it was, where bunkers were for the guys, the tour players that nobody was hitting in, but a lot of members were, like on 4, we got rid of them. So it kind of made it a little easier for the members. I think 5 is a little harder. I think 7's harder. I think 12 and 13 and 14 are real good holes now. 9's a little harder. We flipped the green left on 8, so it hugs the water.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of...
That's a pretty dramatic change.
Yeah, that's a
number
big
8.
Dramatic change.
Wow.
Yeah. And again, if you look at 17 and 18, 16 pushed to the water, it's the mindset was to keep it a little easier for the members by removing some bunkers or whatever the case may be, and based on shot link data, make it a little harder for the guys.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we want to see -8, -9, -10. I think if you get sort of north of 16, 17, 18 here, that means the wind isn't blowing. But I suspect if we're 8, 9, 10 on Sunday, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. So we're talking with Michael Toth, who's the tournament director. Sorry, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, that's okay. I haven't seen the weather forecast for the tournament. What's the weekend look like, guys?
You know, we're one day at a time here in Texas, right? I mean, it's like it changes. I think we're going to be fine.
I think it looks okay.
Yeah, I think it looks okay.
They're expecting some rain today, but skies are pretty blue.
Skies are pretty blue. So we might have some weather come in later this afternoon, but the weekend should be pretty good.
You boys sent every bit of this stuff to my city for Memorial Day weekend. Yes. It's nothing but thunderstorms and severe weather. It's all right here in Nashville now. So, I'm looking forward to seeing the tournament on TV. I haven't seen the course yet, just bits and pieces on Golf Channel stuff, but really looking forward to
it. You're going to see a lot of Charles Schwab signage, Frank, because, we're looking at number one here. You can't see it. But there you go. But in addition to the golf course, Colonial Country Club has changed up that whole right side that we're looking at there, is where the pool area was and some parking. So drastic.
The north building is all gone.
Yeah, drastic changes, not just on the golf course. Yeah. I mean, this is a total redo of everything, almost, but the clubhouse.
Yep, you're right. Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to take a little while for that to get done. And so we've tried to secure that area, and we've made a player walkway. But hopefully that building will be ready for next year.
And speaking of Charles Schwab, you're in third year? How many years have you're doing Schwab?
2019 was our first year.
So like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Everything's still great. Everybody loving everybody.
I mean, it's Charles Schwab, right?
Yeah.
Chuck loves golf. His leadership team loves golf. They're, more importantly, their customers, clients love golf. And, you know, their challengers, the name change of the golf tournament, a lot of things that they've put in place you see here from a fan experience. So we love them. More importantly, they love us.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to have them.
Yeah. Like I said, the signage, it's like, I mean, I know golf tournaments have signage everywhere, but it seemed like more, maybe that's because of construction kind of blocking it off, but they've got to be thrilled because the blue and white Charles Schwab logo is seemingly everywhere but the greens, which might be coming by Sunday. But it looks amazing the way they fix it up. Again, talk with Michael Toth, tournament director. So that's the course. That's talking about the tournament and whatnot, but you're always in the middle of everything else going on in the world of golf. A couple of questions I wanted to ask. Just your hot opinion on the whole Scottie Scheffler situation, who is playing, the number one golfer, is playing right ahead of Jordan. I think he went off or right behind Jordan. I'll take a look right here, and I'll tell you right now. He is right after him. So they're back-to-back groups that just went off. So he's, just about to tee off on number one. What do you think about what happened in Louisville?
It's crazy. And when I say crazy, I think we were all, just like everybody else, like what had happened and you know, the unfortunate circumstances by someone, a part of the golf tournament, losing their life was one thing. And then, you know, I feel like it was just a circumstance that obviously was a misunderstanding. And I think Scotty handled it very well, and he went on to have a good week, and he's here this week. So, I mean, one way in and one way out with that amount of people.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Operation, that's a challenge.
It's just of all
it's
the people, right?
Keel, I mean, Keel was the same way, guys. I mean, trying to get in and out of Keel, it was the same exact way. That's just too tough. And, you know, with that accident, unfortunate accident, and then the loss of life of the man is horrible. Yeah. But it was really sad the way it all went down, and I was disappointed.
Well, I think Scotty
was
right. He said it was a misunderstanding. I think it was, and I think that's how it should all wash out.
We hope so.
Is just a misunderstanding, right? I mean, it's just that guy probably wouldn't even have been there had there not been the fatal accident, right? I mean, that Detective Frank that was there.
He was not on.
Was kind of there.
He was not on.
He was just there for that.
No, he was not even a golfer.
Whole thing. That whole thing wouldn't have happened. So that's interesting.
Let's move to the field, because I was going over the field that you guys have. It's stacked. You guys have a powerful field out there.
Yeah, we're lucky. You know, we're after the PGA. I think what really makes it special is, you know, Scottie Scheffler lives in Dallas. Jordan Spieth lives here. Ryan Palmer, Tom Hoagie, Davis Riley, some of those guys. So, yeah, field's good. And then, you know, Ricky's played us a bunch, and Collins played us a bunch, and Max Homa's played us. So I like it. I think the field's good. And, again, back to your how Schwab feel, they think the field's great.
Yeah,
but that's what's important.
But that is something, too, that whether it's the Byron Nelson in Dallas or a Colonial for both the tournaments in the Metroplex here, they're not signature events, right? They're not elevated. Nope. And that's kind of become an issue of the have and have nots, and where's the purse, and who's going to play for the more money. How are you feeling about that? Will that have to change, or will it stay the same, and you guys are going to be okay with the fact that whether or not we have a $20 million purse or a $9 million purse, we can still put on the show we want to put on? Or is it an unfair, unbalanced situation trying to get a field?
I think that because we're in DFW, I think it's okay that we're not signature. I mean, look at the field, right? Look at the tradition, look at the golf course, look at the history. So I think it's okay. And I think our team at Schwab feels the same way. Let's play a little bit of field roulette and let's see who comes. And listen, the signature series and events and purses and all that stuff, that'll all, who knows where that's going to land.
Yeah.
You know? And so we're kind of just sitting back and
put on your little tournament.
Put on our little tournament here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Speaking of the uncertainty,
the current golfer of the year, you know, is playing in it, Brian Harman, straight off the PGA.
Brian Harman.
Yeah.
It's funny, Brian last year, I can't remember what day it was. He's like, you guys aren't going to mess this place up, are you? And they're like, no.
We'll try not to.
He says, I'm really nervous that something's going to happen. I said, dude, it's going to be fine.
It'll be good.
Gil is not going to turn it into Pinehurst number two. Promise. It just won't happen. But Gil Hanses is so talented. I've been fortunate enough to spend some one-on-one time with him riding around a piece of property in a gator when he was sticking out flags. Until he was telling me, I was in his head, he was telling me his ideas of where this bunker needs to be and how this hole will, on the topography, will flow. And it was just an incredible place to be is inside the mind of Gil Hans. He's a genius, absolutely a genius.
The changes that are happening in golf, we're talking about with signature events and whatnot, also brings back or brings into to mind the LIV Tour. Yep. And we know here in the Metroplex just was announced, and Frank, LIV Tour is coming to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And it was announced that in September, that of course in Dallas, Meridoe is going to host their team championship LIV Tour. What's up with all that? And are you privy to any of the negotiations and how it's working, or do you just let that happen the way that's going to happen?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got more things to worry about.
Well, I mean, it's like the PGA Tour is the best tour, and I love our guys, and I don't, I mean, because I'm in the position I'm in, of course I follow LIV, right? But I think generally speaking, people just don't follow it. And you know, the players are good. I can't speak to if fans like 54 holes or not. Team event seems very confusing to me. Not having a TV deal. So it's almost like I forgot, other than like Dustin and Brooks and
Bryson
and Cam Smith, I'm like, I'm even sure. I haven't heard Kevin Na's name or Charlie Howell's name or Jason Kokrak's name, and that's two of our champions. I really don't even know who's out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys like Graham McDowell, who played here a bunch, I just don't know.
Yeah.
We don't hear about these guys anymore, right? And a few of
them. But is that good for golf, though, in general? I mean, we don't want to forget about Brooks Koepka and Bryson, do we?
It's okay to see them every now and then in a major, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if it's good for golf. I don't think it is. But that's a brand new product when you've got, you know, a meritocracy over here that's stood the test of time, and we'll see. I mean, so much can happen again in the next couple of years. You know, I think with the new enterprise and the strategic sports group coming in and going to invest in the tour, we'll see where it lands. But people in Fort Worth, Texas, they don't pay any attention to the LIV Tour. They just don't. Yeah. You know, we got 78 years of history here, and I hate to be brutal about it, but it's like, did the NFL really worry about the USFL? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, and it did its thing, and who knows, right? Yeah. So we'll just see how it plays out. It hasn't affected our field. You know, Dustin really never played us all that much, neither did Brooks. Bryson did. Who else am I missing? Again, I don't even know,
Rom,
really.
Reed?
Rom. Yeah. Rob played here a little bit. Yeah,
remember that Rom guy, Rom?
I mean, there you go. I mean, good example. Like,
Who we forget.
Yeah. Right? I've quickly forgotten.
Like your old girlfriends.
Guys.
You just quickly forget them. Yeah.
Don't even go there. Stop it.
Quickly forget about them.
Just move on.
There's always a lawsuit pending. Don't go there.
No.
So, and I know you're busy, so we'll let you go here. We appreciate your time. But in final comments, that you guys and Schwab are great, and that's amazing. How many years is it now? You just said how many years?
So we started in 2019.
No, I'm sorry for Colonial in general. How many years you've been here?
So me myself?
No, 70, the tournament.
78 years. This is 78 years.
Yeah, so you were just a baby. You were a baby.
78 years. Yeah.
What are you talking to me? Don't even go.
Hosted the 1941 U.S. Open.
Yeah. 1941. Yeah,
that's hosted right. The 1975 Players.
Yep.
And hosted the 1991 Women's Open. And then we started the tour event, which back in the day was called the Colonial National Invitational. And we started that in 1936. Hey, sorry, 1946.
Before you get out of here, you got to tell me, guys, is the special trophy. Are we going to have that again this year there that Schwab has done in the past?
Oh, yeah.
Right past it.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Tell me what it is. I haven't seen
it yet. It's a 1975 Corvette Stingray.
Oh!
And,
oh, so pretty.
And 1975, I believe, was a pivotal year for Schwab and deregulation and kind of springboarded them to where they are today. And there's a video out there called Mayday. So if you... Charles Schwab Mayday on YouTube.
Okay.
You watch that 5-minute video, the hair on your arm will stand up. It tells the whole story of Schwab and Chuck, you know, going to family members to ask for money and And it's really an incredible story. And 75 years. So we try to do a different car every year. And it's
modernized too, right?
It's modernized. All the creature comforts, all the bells and whistles are right in there.
Even though it's a 75 so, vet. And Frank, by the way, it's a gorgeous, like Schwab blue
fully
color.
Restored.
Oh yeah. Well, it's one with the hidden headlights, you know, Frank. If people don't know, 75.
I remember
the hidden headlights. Oh, they're so pretty.
I venture to say, I would bet right now that the winner of that vehicle is not going to give it to his caddy.
I sure would.
Like was done in the past. You would?
Very good chance. It does not go to the caddy.
Oh, I said I would not.
That happened one time.
Yeah, that happened Kevin one time. Tom. Kevin Knott gave it to his caddy.
Not going to happen.
Not with that car.
Not going to happen.
No way.
And we even at Media Day, Frank, Michael and everybody had a video from the company, the gentleman that transformed that car, and it was like a labor of love for them. I mean, they went through all the different steps and showed, and the layers of paint, which are like 900 layers of paint to get it just right. But it sits right there by the number one tee box, and the whole interior,
plaid accent pieces,
with plaid, like the jacket that you win,
all your speaker stuff, all that stuff.
It's so cool.
It's got to be worth $3,000 or $4,000, Frank. I'm just saying. maybe 4.5. I mean, it's crazy.
I will tell you, it's not all about me, but I owned one Corvette in my life. It was the 50th anniversary edition Corvette, that was my favorite car I've ever owned. I've had a bunch of different sports cars. I loved my Corvette. I wish I'd kept it. I love that car. I can't wait to see this
car. This one's a great throwback. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of it during the coverage. Well, Michael, thank you again for your time. I appreciate it.
Tim, always,
you're really
Frank,
busy.
Appreciate it. I love coming on with you guys. It's great.
And we look forward to it. Frank will be here next year.
I promise.
Yeah, right.
I promise. Frank, you've heard that 2 years ago.
Yeah,
okay. I promise I'll be there.
Sure, I will. I'll always be here.
Never. No chance.
I will.
Did you let Tim play Media Day?
We gave you parking
spot
away.
They
had Media Day because the course was still kind of raw.
They just did a lunch.
Yeah, we just had a lunch.
Oh, you didn't. So next year, we have Media Day,
and
we
get to drive around and look at it. Yeah, next year, I guess we'll get to play it. Michael's role, he's like, I don't know, maybe not.
You
kind of like the fact that we didn't tear up his golf course.
Chunky Tim.
Bunch of hacks out here playing his golf course. Why would I want to do that?
Hey, Mike,
again?
Thank you, buddy. Have a great tournament. I know it will be.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay, thank you. Cheers. Michael Tell, tournament director here at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. And Frank, as we've been talking, Scotty Scheffler did tee off a number one. So we'll keep you updated. I don't know when this is aired and when you're listening to it, obviously you're able to listen to our podcast anytime you want to. So it could be days later or weeks later, but as we're broadcasting, kind of giving you a little bit of an update. But this is Scotty's first tournament since the PGA Championship, and a lot of these guys since they played in the PGA Championship. Yes. And the course is looking spectacular, as Michael was saying. It really does look like a brand new golf course out there, and it's so clean looking, you know.
Yeah. The Gilhands is, I'm in it. The guy's a genius. I mean, he really
he's an architect, right? I mean, like those guys are. And it's not like they're not just doing what I do and you do in the backyard, which I consider architecture, quite honestly. But I plant a plant. I put a little fertilizer.
20 bags of potting soil from Home Depot. Give me a break.
That's about all I got. That's all the talent I have. But this is a real, and by the way, on 16 and 17, Michael was talking about. There was and still is a water feature, if you will. And it was more of a kind of a concrete viaduct kind of water going down between 16 and 17 or 17 and 18 then.
Right.
And now what they've done and what Gil did was he kind of turned it into a natural setting so that it's much wider water feature, but it also has like natural grasses in it. So quite honestly, if you get into it, you're trouble because it's just going to be a little bit swampy and a little bit cattails and stuff.
Yeah.
But it looks real natural. It looks like where it should be. And they got rid of the concrete.
That was nice of him to do that. So now it's a habitat for snakes.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee you. Yeah, you don't want to go down there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But it looks really cool. It looks really
neat.
Like it's the way it should be, you know, not just. And that's kind of what Gil does too. He wants golf courses to go back to, you know, 1920s, like the way they were before everybody kind of came in and. It's almost like stadiums, right, Frank? You think about old football stadiums. Well, you had your old Wrigley Field and Fenway, but then in the 70s and 80s, everybody put up these god-awful looking baseball and football stadiums, right? Like in Oakland and in Philadelphia and even Dallas, the Cowboys Stadium. It was just a parking lot and concrete structures. And it was,
kind of like in Nashville.
Kind of going back. Yeah. And now they're going back to saying, okay,
let's make things look more like, you know, old Fenway and whatever. So same thing with golf courses. They're trying to make them less looking like 70s and 80s revival golf courses and more, let's see how it looked like when Tillinghast did it originally, you know, kind of stuff.
They did that in Memphis with the Redbird Stadium. I think it's AutoZone Stadium there in Memphis for their baseball team. And it's beautiful. Now, what's going to happen here in Nashville, guys, is for y'all listening, is the Titan Stadium is going to be destroyed in a couple of years. They're building the new one. And it's really, really going to be a great-looking
stadium.
And
is that downtown?
Downtown. Right on the river. Okay. Right on the river. The whole That whole area.
Now the one
is
now
developed.
Is downtown, is it not?
Yeah, right on the river.
Right.
They're putting
same
this
place,
one in the parking
same location?
Lot. Yeah, in the parking lot.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Then they'll tear down
the same
Titan
location
stadium and make the parking there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun for the next 2 years going to Titans games and trying to park.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk more golf though. I want to back up for just a minute and just talk a little bit about the ladies out there.
Okay.
Named Korda. What in the world is this young lady doing? Because she is just watching her swing is total perfection.
I thought you were actually asking me about the ladies at Colonial. Okay, the LPGA, I got you.
Not the girl watchers. Okay, I know what you boys are doing out there at the golf tournament. I got you.
They're kind of notorious out here, so that's what you're going with. I'm like,
and the Players' Championship, too, that I go to every year. It's
I want to know what you're saying. It's a fashion show. Yeah,
it is. Absolute fashion
show. Nelly Korda, yes, she's kind of Tiger-esque right now, isn't she?
Very unbelievable. Let's just see that she's won eight tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hello. I mean, Nelson this won 11. Like how many did Nelson win all time in 1 year? 11?
He won 11 in a row, Frankie.
Yeah,
he won 18 in one season.
That's right. 18 in a season, 11 in a row. That's right. I don't know that she can get to 18, but I'm not going to.
I don't think anybody can ever do that again.
No,
I mean, that's almost
crazy.
Incredible. And you know what's funny about that, too? And I know we're talking about the women, so I'll just say this quickly, but it is such an amazing thing that he did. Now, having said that, the honesty of it is it was wartime. And there were quite a few tour players that were not playing because it was wartime. Okay, so we'll say that. It was somewhat a lesser field than you would normally have. But you still had to put up scores. Yeah. It wasn't like he was shooting 92 and winning golf tournaments, right? So, and the other thing about it. The other thing about it was that if you look at it, and he put together almost like a Harvey Pinnock red book. He put together a black book, right? Byron gave it to a bunch of media people way back when he was still here. So it was 20 years ago or something. And in that black book, it had his personal notes from that year. And so he'd say, playing in Memphis at, whatever the name of the tournament was. And first place, it was during his streak. First place, $500 war bond.
Yeah.
That's what he got.
Yeah.
Next week, he's playing another tournament, and it's in Shreveport. And he wins again. And first place was $250 cash. I mean, it was unbelievable what he won.
Crazy.
Winning 18 times, I think he won in 18 times, won something like $6,000, $4,000 or something like that after 18 wins in the tour.
And that was in
44, 45.
Yeah, whatever.
Something like that,
But that's still incredible. Anyway, we kind of threw you off track.
That's
there,
okay.
But, yeah, Nelly's playing great.
She deserves the credit. Yeah, it's an amazing... Yeah, she's kind of, not kind of, she's totally dominating.
Yes.
And, you know, Rose Zhang, I guess, you know, who is the one everybody thought might be the next great and still could be, but she's the one who finally broke her streak, right?
Yeah.
Down in Houston. She won the, trying to go for five in a row. She beat Korda. But yeah, the women are playing some great golf.
And then back up to Scotty and look what Scotty's done. I mean, let's face it.
Yes.
It's, you know, to Card a top 10 last week under the circumstances.
Yeah, after everything that happened.
And it did. I can promise you that Saturday, and that was just a total, he collapsed that Saturday emotionally and internally and adrenaline-wise.
It was gone.
You know, he was still on an adrenaline rush that Friday when he finished playing. But that Saturday he was just like spent because the severity of the charges and the situation he was under hit him in the face when he had to sit down with the lawyers that morning and talk to him. And then that night, talking to his family. And so, poor guy. But I hope to see him do well this week. But you know how much I like Ryan Palmer. I mean, RP's a great guy, even though he did fire off an air horn in my backswing a couple of times in his tournament out there. But yeah, I want to see RP do well this week too. I mean,
We'll see.
And Jordan needs to pick it up.
He's closing in. Well, Spieth is just an update on today again for people from today. He's part of the first two holes, so nothing spectacular. Even though number one, quite honestly, should be, you want it to be a birdie hole because it's a par five and it's gettable in two.
Yeah.
To get to the green, he did not. And anyway, so he's got a couple of pars. But yeah, Spieth needs a.
He won here.
When did he win here? He won here 19, I believe. It would have been 19 or 20. Yeah, well, I think it was four years ago. Frank. Hang on. Do I have the results? Oh, I got 23's results. Sorry. But it was something like that. Yeah, that he's. Oh, no. I see. Now that I said that, I got to. I'm driving myself crazy. Burger, Sam Burns. Jordan Spieth. No, is that true? That can't be true, is it?
What?
Spieth didn't win in 16, did he? Did he win in 2016? Was it that long ago?
No.
I guess it was. Was it? 2016. Wow.
Wow.
Because then it was Kistner.
That shows you how much we
Justin,
know.
Justin, Nah, Berger, Kokrak, Burns.
We have access
Greer.
To yeah, all the stats and all the.
Wow.
All the.
Well, I thought it was 19, but it was 16 that he won. So, yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, he does enjoy playing here. So,
yeah.
You want to take a break and we'll come back and wrap things up?
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to go back and refresh my beverage.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I'll be back right after this. Stay with us.
When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about the new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. So I went to a PXG location for a fitting. What an experience. The PXG fittings are above and beyond anything I've ever experienced. Their attention to detail, they'll work with you, they take their time, and they make sure that before you get out of there, you have exactly what you need to play your best golf with the best product on the market. The PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. And let's face it, none of us do, including the pros. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get incredible ball speed that pushes distance to the absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. What more can you ask for? So, here it is, game changer. Has been thrown around so much, it's lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/GTA. And use code GTA at checkout. That's pxg.com/GTA, code GTA, for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/GTA, code GTA. Now, back to that conversation.
And welcome back, Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett here.
Hello.
To wrap things up. Coming to you live from the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. And Frank, I didn't tell you this, but this year one of the sponsors is a griddle called the Blackstone Griddle, which is
I have a Blackstone
griddle. Oh, you do?
Yes,
of the PGA
sir.
Tour.
I love my
Blackstone.
I'm
looking at one right here, and they're giving away one to the media on Saturday to like a drawing or something we're having. And my wife had said to me like 2 weeks ago before I knew anything about it, have you looked at those Blackstone griddles?
They
I
are,
think that's something we want
to
get.
Fabulous. They are fabulous
are
to
they?
Cook on. Oh, my gosh.
I
do bacon.
Can
I
win one, Frank?
Pounds?
I want to win one.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for one. I want to win a raffle.
Mine was a Christmas gift from my daughter. By the way,
yeah,
and I love it. And now I have.
And so you cook
and
everything
on
it?
Spatulas,
chicken, steaks, everything.
Anything, yeah, steaks. You can do anything. I do bacon.
It looks so much
eggs.
Easier to clean than the grill I have now with the racks and the rows of which always get nasty and everything. It looks like it's easier to clean.
It's
is it?
Well, you have to maintain it. No, it's not a mess. They've got a great system, a grease release system that goes out the back of it. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
But no, you.
Well, it's the official griddle.
But you got to learn how to use it. And tell them, you know, your co-host. If you talk to the Blackstone people, tell them your co-host has one and loves it. And we talked about it on the air today. So send us some love. Sponsorships are welcome. Or give you a Blackstone. Tell them to give you a Blackstone.
Speaking of grills, if you remember when we were at the Masters.
Yes.
I'm the one who cooked the steaks at the rental house we were at.
Yes,
remember that?
Yes, you did.
They were pretty good steaks.
They were really good.
We went to the store and bought some steaks. Yeah. And that grill was so nasty, Frank. I spent like 30 minutes cleaning that thing off just so we could put a steak on there and eat it. I was like, I'm not putting meat onto this thing because I don't think they'd cleaned it since the early 50s.
Well, we saw the picture of the man's wife, too, so obviously he didn't waste time after dinner.
We had pretty good steaks. I will say that.
They were good. Absolutely. You cooked them well. That was good. But, you'll love a Blackstone. Yeah. Now, nothing can take the place, in my opinion, of hardwood charcoal and really good hardwood charcoal. And I have a big Weber that I use for that. But I have gas. I have a smoker, a Blackstone.
I'm ready for a new grill, so I think that Blackstone might be it. That might work.
Well, it's not going to replace your grill.
Yes, that's what I want it to do.
No.
I don't want to have both.
Yeah, you want to have both. You need a grill and a Blackstone.
Why? What do you do differently with the grill than the Blackstone?
Do you have a gas grill?
Yes.
Okay, so you can still do things with a gas grill and some wood chips and things that a Blackstone. If you cook a steak on a Blackstone, it's really, really good. So you might be happy with it.
Okay. I mean, all I do is, I don't do exotic things. I do corn on the cob with the steaks, or I do chicken, or I do pork tenderloins, that kind of stuff, Frank.
They have accessories. Yeah, you can. They have accessories for that thing. You can do, they have taco racks, all sorts of stuff. I mean, I've probably spent more money than the grill would cost on all the accessories they have because they have cool stuff. So, love my Blackstone. They sent me because I'd had a little issue, nothing major, just tiny, but I was frustrated, so I called them. And just because I called them and asked them a question, they sent me a goodie bag of spatulas and a knife and all sorts of stuff that are Blackstone branded. Yeah.
Is there any product in your house, Frank, that you don't complain about?
I don't complain, but
be honest.
No.
I think you're that guy.
I am that guy.
Your computer, your grill.
My computer's
your car.
Fine.
Your
good.
Lawnmower.
Got a new car. I love it.
It's a
lawnmower.
God forbid,
I don't own a lawnmower.
Something happens. Your call.
I did enough of that crap when I was a kid. Not even. Pamela, my sweetheart, wife, we have a big yard. And she said, why don't we buy a deer? She wants a deer. And I said, Why?
Riding?
Why would you want to do that? It's hot. It's nasty. No way. But the John Deere tournament, if they give me one, you know, okay, whatever. If I go up to the deer, I do want to do the big dig at the John Deere. But let's get back to the Colonial, you know, which is the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club, I believe, I should say.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's going to be a fun week.
Look forward to it. It should be fun to watch, and everybody's going to enjoy it. So, and you'll get a chance, as we said, to see the Gilhants renovations to a full year to fix it. And you'll get a chance to see that when you watch it on CBS this weekend. So, and as we said, you know, Scotty Scheffler birdied the first hole. Scotty is playing, and Spieth, and a lot of other top players. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. People are going to enjoy it. It'll be hot, Frank. I think we're supposed to be in the 90s, mid-90s all weekend. So it'll be hot.
If you have a chance, you're going to be out there, say, I've got a message. I'll take this offline after the show for Jim Nance. I want you to pass to him. He's going to be here pretty soon. Yes. I'll do that offline. But
Hey, by the way, and let me say this too before we say goodbye: is I made a tee time. I'm going to Santa Fe. My wife's got some business there, so I'm going to go tag along in a couple of weeks. I'll be in Santa Fe, and I made a tee time at Black Mesa, which is a golf course about an hour outside. And I played there about 15 years ago and loved it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going to play again on when I go there in a couple of weeks. So I'll report on that. I'll give everybody an update on if you ever get to New Mexico. Black Mesa is ranked as one of the top courses in the country, actually. It's the top public course, anybody can play, in New Mexico. Yes. But it's one of the top courses anybody can play in the whole country.
Are you flying?
Yep, to Albuquerque.
Yeah, well, have you seen the video online of, and the airline will go unnamed. I can't say their name on the air. That could cause a problem. Okay. But the team college team, which will go unnamed, was on their way to championships. And they're getting off the plane, filming out the window as they're lofting their golf clubs up into the air and bouncing them off the tarmac out there. I mean, literally
the baggage handlers?
The baggage handlers, the travel bags, just throwing them up in the air and letting them bounce.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
They damaged a bunch of the clubs. Nice. The airline has issued an apology. They probably are going to be buying all new golf clubs for those kids. And
Why would somebody do that?
Because they're jackasses.
Well, maybe, but you're out there in the open, and you've got obviously easy enough for people to videotape you out the window. It just blows me away how stupid people can be.
I said they were jackasses. I didn't say they were college graduates or intelligent people. I mean,
those damn golfers.
Yeah, golfers.
See how you can hit with with a broken putter.
Yeah, but really, I mean, they were throwing them up in the air, and just it was blatant.
Really.
Yeah, and the airline, I'll tell you offline who the airline is, too, and you're going to go, do what? So, you know.
Hey, by the way, Frank, speaking of clubs, how are your PXGs? Everything good?
Yeah. My PXGs responded well to Uncle Frank yesterday on the golf course. I played really well yesterday. My driver, that new Black Ops driver, I can't say enough about it. It is absolutely hot. It's incredible. And that was, you know, some people said that the driver was the weakest club in the PXG line. Well, the people I heard that from are people who buy a driver from somebody else. They don't get fitted to it, okay? They've made good clubs, really, really great clubs. They've just hit a home run with this new one. This new Black Ops driver, I would implore our listeners to go check it out because it is forgiving as heck. I mean, with the player head, it's forgiving and it's hot. And I was smoking it yesterday. I had a great time. We made it in just before severe thunderstorms hit here in Nashville. Similar to the last time I ran in before the thunderstorms hit, which happened to be a tornado that hit my house. So I was having a flashback trying to get ahead of the storm to get home. But, check out PXG, folks. It's great stuff. Great, great, great stuff.
Also, Invited Clubs, our favorite sponsor. Thank you, Invited Clubs, for everything you do for us. And they'll do a lot of stuff for you as well. They're great clubs. They're all over the country. And right here in the Metroplex, there are about a dozen Invited Clubs. Go to invitedclubs.com, and you can find out more about what great things they have to offer. Invitedclubs.com.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, that should do it for us. I think we're about out of time. And thank you, everybody, for listening to us and being a part of this show. Thank you to Michael Teltz, Tournament Director here at Colonial. And please remember to join us next time right here for Golf Talk America. Did you see a plug anywhere?